History teacher in France was decapitated in the street northwest of Paris after opening a discussion with students on caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad. Police say they shot and killed the suspect armed with a knife and an airsoft gun. They say the male teacher was threatened for inviting debate on the caricatures. This is the second terrorism incident during the trial related to the Charles Hebdo newsroom massacre of 2015. America's listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
Be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
There's never been a better time to enjoy the sanctuary and the safety of the outdoors. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club can be your retreat. Three lakes, campsites, walking trails, picnic areas, not to mention the exciting hunting and fishing opportunities. The best of Alabama outdoors, only 15 minutes from Victoryland. Daily guests welcomed and memberships available. Please call Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club at 334-485-3550. Wiley Rosa Fish and Feather Club, 334-485-3550. 3550.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier to accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely. And Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important. And it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the kind of weekend weather we dreamed about all summer long. Tonight, you'll need a jacket. Clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 46 by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, just about perfect, abundant sunshine, low humidity, 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, upper 70s on Sunday, and just a little bit warmer, maybe low 80s Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines.
headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, one side in this campaign has been telling us that the issues of this election are the maintenance of peace and prosperity. The line has been used, we've never had it so good.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
But I have an uncomfortable feeling that this prosperity isn't something on which we can base our hopes for the future.
The key point I'm making right now is that the economy is moving in a positive direction.
And yet our government continues to spend $17 million a day more than the government takes in.
You're telling me we got to go spend money to keep from going bankrupt? The answer, yes, I'm telling you.
We've raised our debt limit 3 times in the last 12 months. And now our national debt is 1.5 times bigger than all the combined debts of all the nations of the world.
We're going to raise the debt limit. We always have. We will do it again.
We have $15 billion in gold in our treasury. We don't own an ounce.
I have been informed by that the majority plans to block consideration of this amendment, which is number 1367, regarding the transparency at the Federal Reserve.
Foreign dollar claims are $27.3 billion.
It said that China has now surpassed Japan as the U.S. government's largest creditor, owning at least 10% of all U.S. debt, perhaps as much as $700 billion.
And we've just had announced that the dollar of 1939 will now purchase 45 cents in its total value.
President Obama is expected to face tough questions over the U.S. decision to pump $600 billion freshly printed dollars into its economy. Now, the move is an attempt to revive the country's finances, but will result in a devaluation of the dollar.
We're at war with the most dangerous enemy that has ever faced mankind in his long climb from the swamp to the stars.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
And it's been said if we lose that war, and in so doing lose this way of freedom of ours.
You'll construct a legal regime to make indefinite detention legal.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening. Well, I think it's time we ask ourselves if we still know the freedoms that were intended for us by the founding fathers.
For some trips, it'll be faster than flying without the pat down.
Anna was picked to go through. Pretty much everybody except the baby was picked to go through the scanner.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Damn America, that's in the Bible.
Whether we believe in our capacity for self-government or whether we abandon the American Revolution and confess that a little intellectual elite in a far distant capital can plan our lives for us better than we can plan them ourselves.
I've got a core set of values that I think have to be advanced, and that my individual salvation depends on our collective salvation.
You and I are told increasingly we have to choose between a left or right. Well, I'd like to suggest there is no such thing as a left or right. There's only an up or down.
We had an election, and it was about a direction for our country.
And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course. In this vote harvesting time, they use terms like the Great Society, or as we were told a few days ago by the president, we must accept a greater government activity in the affairs of the people.
E pluribus unum, out of many, one. In the end, that's what this election is about.
Shut up. Well, the trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Over the course of 10 years, it would cost what it would cost us. All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We're going to.
Uh-huh.
It would cost us about the same as it would cost.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
The big broadcast, Friday, happy hour, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Talk
request Friday, 272-9228. Rosie Brock is here. Eddie Vedder's on the way. And so is the Seth Spavo Experience.
And here they are.
2 out of 4 ain't bad. Come on, Jeff. Please.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
I just posted this on Fadebook. And I wasn't happy about posting it on Facebook, but it's true, if you believe the ratings. And Joe Biden whooped ass on Trump. Why do you think that was?
Are you talking about in terms of ratings?
Yes.
Because people...
By about 250%.
Because people thought they were going to ask him about Hunter Biden, and they wanted to hear what he had to say.
So they waited for 90 minutes. They didn't hear anything about Hunter Biden, did they?
No.
No, of course not. Because little Georgie Porgy Stephanopoulos is there. They wanted to watch Cream Puff interview. Or maybe they were just watching to see if he would just keel over and croak in the middle of it. Who knows? There's Trump arriving in Florida. Now, those ratings, Trump kicks ass. There's a zillion people there with red hats. Look at that. I don't know who that is on Fox, but there is a sea of people behind him. And then there's another event, I think in Macon, Georgia.
Yeah, tonight at 7.
And I'm sure that will be packed. But for some reason, one factor that's a possibility is I could have handled Savannah Guthrie for about 3 minutes. She was absolutely unwatchable. She was a total bitch.
There was no excuse.
She was a total bitch. It was obvious from the get-go that Trump would be debating her and not answering questions from the audience. It was totally different. Totally. I mean, not even, you can't even compare one town hall to the other. The other was George Stephanopoulos, who is, I mean, come on, newsman, my ass. Married to the DNC, going all the way back to Bill Clinton. Not one question about the story that got so big yesterday. Could have given him a chance to at least deny it. About Hunter. You know, it's true. Today, the New York Post says they're not going to publish the photos of Hunter's underage obsession, whatever that means. But it sounds kind of twisted to me. But Biden's audience was larger, despite the fact that Trump was on NBC, MSLSD, and CNBC. But part of that may... I don't know how anybody could sit there and watch Savannah Guthrie. Mommy the Swami did. I said, are you trying to, like, give yourself an ulcer? Because she's just not a moderator. What about the people? The person that actually stole the show at the Trump town hall was the African-American woman with the mask on who just was totally into everything he had to say. She got more attention than anything Trump said last night. But that's America. You know, we go for the bubble.
And here's the thing, Greg. Think about this. It takes a lot more effort for people to go out physically to a rally. You know, I mean, get in your car and go wherever he is than it does to tune in to a TV station and watch a town hall. Trump's base already knows what he's going to say. They know. They wanted to find out about this latest report.
I think it's totally within the realm of possibilities that more Republicans watch the Biden debate. Or whatever it was.
Yes.
It wasn't a debate.
To see how he was going to answer.
Just to see if he was going to be lucid.
Yeah.
Although the breaks did get longer towards the end of the show. Did anybody notice that?
I didn't watch either one of them because I couldn't get either of the stations. I've got HD. I don't have cable, so.
I had to do it after I got up this morning. It was quite the challenge, but I was able to get a pretty good take on it before I came here. And if I had watched either one of those, I would have been up spinning in my bed. You know, but these ratings along with these polls, and Joe's 11-point lead. It's kind of unnerving.
The Seth Spotlow Experience.
Yeah, baby.
He's in the house.
How you doing, man? You look good.
Yeah,
hey. You do, man. I like that blue. That's my kind of blue.
It's a birthday shirt.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. From you guys.
Hey.
No.
Oh, this is scary. Yeah. You got class, buddy.
Okay, so I thought about you the other day.
Yes.
Okay, so you know how on the quarters, they have the D and they have the S for where they mint them. They have they're the new ones. Some of the new ones, like from the past couple years, have a W on them, and those quarters are worth like $20, and it's to get people to start collecting coins again.
Oh.
But the W stands for West Point.
Really?
Yeah, some of them were minted in West Point, where the mint there is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
I'd never heard of a mint in West Point. I know there was one in Carson City, Nevada, because if you go way back, there's silver dollars that have a double C.
Cool.
D is Denver. I think no.
P is Philadelphia.
No. Do they put P there, or the blank one's Philadelphia?
I think there's a P on some of them.
Mm.
And then S is...
I always heard ones that didn't have a letter designation were from the Philadelphia Mint.
Mm. All I know is that if you find a quarter with a W on it, it's worth like $20.
Really?
Isn't that neat?
First I've heard of it.
Yeah, man. It just started happening. And I went to a gas station, and the guy had a quarter on the thing. And it was like, hey, if you find a quarter with this on it, I'll give you $20 for it. So I started looking it up, and they did it to make people start collecting quarters again. And I think that is super neat, man.
Yeah.
So now I got to look through my coins more than normal.
There's the story. Have you found W Mint Mark quarters yet from littlecoin.com? I was such an avid coin collector when I was 10, 11, 12 years old. We even had a club, the Victor D. Brenner. You know who Victor D. Brenner is?
Not a clue. Who?
He was the guy that designed the Lincoln penny. And if you look at the base of Lincoln's bust on the older pennies, if you found a VDB there, it was worth something. And if you found a VDBS, that was a penny minted in San Francisco. And those are worth a lot of money.
Cool.
Let's see. You might release a special...
That's the place.
How about that?
Isn't that neat?
You know, I'm like everybody else. I hardly ever handle change anymore.
It's cool. I mean, I always like it because you can hear that old piece of metal in with your other change. So whenever I got a pocket full of change, I always listen, you know, and I grab the old one out, and I got a little bag where I keep the old change. And then I saw this, and I was like, ooh, now I flip through my quarters.
I have this, whatever this is, service above self.
That's you. Media.
Yeah. Let's see, the four-way test.
I believe in that motto.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is from.
Your vehicle looks very nice today.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's dirty, it's dusty, but it's still
look brand new.
Shining through.
Yeah, man. Oh.
Yeah.
I was talking to Rich.
It's happy.
Rich has got his car over at MPB, and he was telling me today that fuss budget that he is, Donnie Turner is not ready to release his car because he is not satisfied with the paint result that they've got.
I believe
Ooh.
It.
And they're going to do it until Donnie says, okay, that's the standard of perfection. He's like, I always tell the story at MPB, going there, I'd had minor cosmetic work done. It was the mailbox attack. It was just a 3-foot-long scratch down the right quarter panel. So I went to pick it up, and the car looked incredible. And from about 40 feet away, Donnie says, wait a minute. We're not ready to release that car. He walks all the way over there. I kind of follow behind. And he reaches for a nearby cloth, picks it up, and takes a speck of dirt off the side door. I couldn't see it. I would have never noticed it. But he did. And that's the degree of... It wasn't because it was my car. They're like this with everybody. So, Montgomery Paint and Body. they're the folks that trust, and they bring you the Saturday morning show, which will be back tomorrow.
Woo!
Woo!
I'll be here.
It'll be cold tomorrow morning, too.
Yes!
From what the adorable one tells us. By the way, Montgomery Paint and Body's number is 27 Rec with a W. They're on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Rex, we'll be back at 3:20.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes will limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DevallsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Devall's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DevallsLandscapes.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
O'Reilly. Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what's up, music lovers? This is Kelly Clarkson from The Voice.
I am so excited for the new season with John Legend, Blake Shelton, plus this super amazing, incredible Gwen Stefani. Oh, my God, it's going to be so much fun.
There is something magical about hearing live music again. It's such a rush of positivity that sometimes I get lost just thinking about how I get to destroy Blake Shelton and make him cry. It feels good to be positive.
Don't miss Kelly Clarkson on the premiere of The Voice this Monday on NBC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get it to me, and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And that particular happy birthday goes to our friend Jim Smith from Adams Drugs. I didn't know it was your birthday.
Today, yes.
Yay.
You look good, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was just going to ask.
He got his blue shirt on.
That makes my day.
It came bearing gifts today.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's something that set the radio on fire. You were here, weren't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was here. It was great.
Yeah. We got about 20, 25 minutes of talk on butt paste.
Yes.
And the woman that launched this is on the phone with us.
Oh,
no way.
Y'all know who I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct. It is Jacqueline Tomlinson. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Look what I have here.
Is it butt paste?
Yes.
It smells good.
He's
you
got
that butt paste is legit.
A bag of butt paste.
Yeah, whole bag.
Well, Jacqueline here kind of started that whole phenomenon, and then we started getting calls about it.
With a Facebook post.
Right.
And Jacqueline, you said that above and beyond a shiny hiney, there were other, this is good in other applications as well, right?
Yeah, apparently, like, adults can use it for, like, some adult issues that, you know, we sometimes get if we don't eat enough fiber. And chafing issues in the Alabama
yes.
summer, you can use it for.
Yeah.
And I'm yeah. sure you could put it under your, you know, sleepless nights, your baggy eyes that you get to help with your puffiness. So, like, there's
I'm
a lot
try
of...
try that right now.
You know, we've even heard a lot of people say that they've taken it to the long-term care facility where their mother and
yes.
father are because they get bed sores and things like that. And it helps that out, too.
Absolutely.
So. It's amazing. Like, okay, so today, actually, I'm home. Everything's fine. We're just having some last-minute stuff done around the house before Lola arrived.
Right.
And I was packing her diaper bag, and you know what's in there?
Oh, butt paste.
Yeah.
The butt paste.
It does yeah. smell good, though.
It does smell good.
You don't go anywhere without it.
Yeah,
no.
We have 6 jars right now. We have...
Wow.
There's one in my baby bag. There's one in my diaper carrier thing, like for downstairs and upstairs. And then we have... extras in case we run out, and I've already got some put away for my cousin who's having a baby because I'm
yes.
shipping it to her in Charleston.
Thank you. It works. It
yeah.
really, really works.
And it goes a long way.
Rosie and I was talking earlier, you know, the ingredients we came up, a pharmacist came up with that is back in the late 70s. One of the pharmacists that was with us for a long time, he's retired now, he developed this, and... it's got a little zinc oxide in it. It's got a secret ingredient, double top secret ingredient.
Magic.
Yes. and it's just a great product. So I was talking to Greg. We're going to do some kind of giveaway or something. We got to figure.
Yeah.
We're going to do a shirt. We have some Adams Drug shirts with a nice logo on the front, some blue and yellow.
Look, they're even gift
shirts.
Yeah.
Yes.
We love
it. We're going to do some giveaways, a shirt and butt paste together and stuff like that. So.
I'm telling y'all, if you haven't tried the butt paste, you need to go. Because it's worth
it. We ship
it
all over the country.
Do you really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm not surprised at all.
Yes.
But it's made here.
Made here, right here.
Wow.
Right here.
But see, that's
7200
good to know,
Copperfield
I'm sending
Drive.
It to Charleston, so if she likes it, then Adams can just ship it straight
that's
to
right.
her.
Right, right. Made it 7200 Copperfield Drive, right across from Baptist East.
Where I get it.
That's
where I go.
Yep.
Pick it up.
Jake.
I love it. I love it so much.
She gets it
I
from
got it
source.
At Perry Hill, too. I
oh,
picked
at Perry
up two
Hill.
Jars. Yep. I picked up 2 jars
yep.
yesterday.
Yeah, we have.
I'm serious, people. It's like a hurricane preparedness. Like, you need to always have the butt
handle. Oh, man. You are so awesome.
Just in case you have a baby.
Hey, since you're on the line, did you watch any of the...
Yes.
Okay. You want to give me your opinion, please? I 3 minutes of Savannah Guthrie. I would have needed butt paste
on everything.
So, like, that
was totally inappropriate as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And, like, it gave me severe heartburn when I was watching it because, you know, I know Savannah's a liberal. I know that her husband worked for the Obama-Biden campaign. And, like, I knew that going into it. But I thought that as a journalist and as, you know, somebody who was an adult, she would have behaved much kinder and much more respectful to the President of the United States. And I felt like he held his own, and I was not upset for him standing up for himself and being like, no, I'm not dodging anything. Like, I've answered your question. I thought
yeah.
she was grossly inappropriate. And then so when his hour was over, you know, Biden still had 30 more minutes. So I clicked over to that, you know, circus, and I just watched these, like, softballs being thrown.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a waste of my time. So I turned that off, and I watched Puppy Dog Pals with Steven.
Puppy Dog Pals? What is that?
It's Bingo and Rolly, and they go on these missions for their owner, Bob, on Disney Junior. And it was far more interesting than watching the nonsense coming out of Joe Biden's mouth and this confused look like he didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
It's just, I can't... he reminds me of when my Aunt Frances had dementia. Like, that's what he reminds me of, and it hurts my heart to watch. Like,
yes.
It saddens me.
Nobody would ever. Nobody would make fun of that. That's something you don't want to see anybody go through. I've seen it in a couple of people in my life, and it's scary.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I have a hard time watching him because I truly feel, and that's not making fun, that's not poking fun. I mean, I truly feel like he is not healthy, and I don't know why the Democratic Party is putting up as a candidate because I think that it's just unconscionable to me. It hurts my heart. But I think Trump held his own last night, and there was this lady sitting behind him.
Yes, she actually became the phenomenon out of that whole thing.
So my husband, who's like, you know, he's like in and out, like he's like not really watching, kind of watching, and he was like, look at that lady behind Trump. And I was like, yeah, she's getting it. And so the whole night he was like watching her, and I'm like, Jared, listen to what Trump is saying. Like, listen to the debate. He's like, look at that lady. She agrees with everything that he says. Like, he's just on it. And I was like, okay. So now I know nobody's listening. Everybody's just watching this woman in the back.
Yes. Yeah. That was when I woke up this morning, and I got up a little earlier. It was closer to 2 to start piecing together what happened. That was the one story that was everywhere about the lady who was passionately loving everything he had to say.
She was like getting it. She was like, yes.
And
yes,
there was somebody on Twitter this morning that said, isn't that the kind of person we have snipers for? I mean, really rational.
What?
Yeah, I am not kidding.
People are just hateful, some people.
So Dana and I are on this Facebook page called Boss Ladies, right?
that makes a lot of sense.
Very apropos.
Boss Ladies.
I know, like we're not admins on it or anything, but so we're on it, and it's all of these women around the country that are lawyers. And so you would think it would be a bunch of educated, rational women. No, it's not. Like, it's not. And I've actually like removed myself from it, and then had Dana add me back because I'm nosy. So, but this morning I woke up and I was watching it, and they were actually talking about Amy Coney Barrett and Dana, of all people. Because, you know, I'm the scrappy one. Like, Dana's real non-confrontational. Mm-hmm. Dana finally said something, and it was about, you know, her nomination process and her, you know, the whole circus that's surrounding this. And Dana made a great point. It was like, why are we beating each other down as women? Like, why can't we say, I may disagree with you and your policies, but, like, good for you for being a strong, independent woman that's worked her way to the top and being nominated for a Supreme Court justice. Mm-hmm. And, like, it all hit me. I'm like, why can't we all just be, like, happy for one another? Like, I disagree with you, but I'm proud of what you're becoming. I may not like you as a political candidate, but I respect who you are.
Yeah.
And we've lost that. We've lost the fact that, like, listen, at the end of the day, like, we're all human beings and we're all in this rat race together. Like, have just a little bit of respect for one another. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to me.
Hey, you know what we got to do for Jim? Hold the fort here for a minute.
Yes, sir. Oh.
We know what he's about to do, and it's something wonderful.
Ooh.
What does he have?
I don't know.
He has what you brought in the other day.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Don't open them yet.
I'm close my eyes.
You got to wait, dude, because this is so worth it.
The young lady on the phone happens to be an extraordinary baker. And only for you, Jim Smith, would I offer these.
You can look, man.
As a thank you. Those are homemade.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
The artistic marvels they are.
Aren't they neat?
That is awesome.
They're delicious.
You almost feel guilty biting into those, but you'll get over it.
It won't take me long.
They're so good, man.
These are the Trump 2020. Cookies.
Oh, I'm making some more of those this weekend.
Those are awesome. Thank you so much.
I don't have any donkeys, so there won't be any,
Yeah, that's okay.
Of the horses' rear ends being made.
Yeah.
But
nobody wants to invite a jackass anyway.
That is great. Thank you so much.
Oh, they're good. They're really good. And only for you.
Thank you so much.
And Rosie will confirm, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Those are the only ones. Those are the only ones that haven't been eaten yet. We saved those for somebody special.
Thank you, Greg.
And
thank
today
you,
is
Rose.
That something special.
That's right.
I didn't even tell Joey where they were. No.
Yeah, that's what he gets for not doing baseball.
I'm feeling special.
Poor Joey.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you so much.
So, Jacqueline,
I hope you enjoy that.
I will.
I know you and have such great respect for your magnificent legal mind, but over the weekend, from time to time, give some thought to how we might take this magnificent Adams Drugs butt paste and the T-shirts and combine it into some kind of a giveaway.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, no buts about it. No buts about it, Friday.
I love that.
Protecting your butt for many years. Protecting your butt for a long time.
I thought how nice that you stopped by and you got to talk to the lady.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline. I appreciate
it. Hey, and this is not a paid endorsement, just so everybody knows. Really use the Adams butt paste.
And
so you are very welcome.
Hey, me too.
Well, y'all think about it and let us know.
We're all Adams Drugs customers, of course.
Absolutely.
Goes without saying, but thank you so much for that. And by the way, after that, I got so many Facebook messages and notes from people who really enjoyed that whole thing.
Yeah.
Because people really don't want to talk anymore politics.
Yeah.
We just want to talk about butt.
I go in to have these labels made, and I tell the girl, I'm like, I need some more butt paste labels. And she just, I can hear her laughing in the back there walking towards me. So, quick conversation.
I told the girl at Perry Hill, I said, when I first went in there, they didn't have any. And I said, y'all better get some made, because we did a thing on butt paste today, and you're going to be getting a lot of
that's
business
what I told
here.
We got them in the next day.
Yeah.
We got it in the next day.
She said, I'll call right now.
Running to get the butt paste.
Yeah.
In addition to being a prolific purveyor of butt paste, she's also an amazing attorney. She and her partner, Dana Delk, specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. And since you're on the line, I should mention and give out your number, 819-4810 for a consultation. It's been a rough year in a lot of ways for people, all kinds of stresses and pressures. Mm-hmm. And if you need a consultation, I cannot recommend these two enough. 819-4810, Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law. Stand by for the disclaimer.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And happy birthday, Jay Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, all hail Jay. Yeah.
Sunday. Right. This Sunday.
We're all Libra men.
I may have to make cookies. Oh, no, for Jay, I can't. But I want pumpkin.
Rice cakes.
But I can make cookies for other people.
Woo!
Yeah.
See you Monday.
Can celebrate.
I'll eat them for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rich, bless his heart, went out and got rice cakes or something.
Yeah. I love rice cakes.
Stack them up, make a big, tall tower, throw a candle on top.
Well, I mean, it made for a presentation, but.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be eaten.
Rice cakes are good. A little bit of crunchy peanut butter. Crunchy, extra crunchy, delicious crunchy peanut butter. Not that creamy crap. Oh, man, leave the crunchy out of it. Gross. Just take it on you, Greg. Put a little of that homemade chocolate sauce on your creamy peanut butter.
I have done that.
And cream cheese.
I've done that. I have made.
I bet you. I feel like you always have chocolate sauce like in your car, just waiting.
Actually, I have I behaved on that when I started keto last summer.
It's coming. The keto train's coming again, my friend.
I don't have the chocolate pot on the passenger seat anymore. I haven't done that in a long time. That's the truth.
You know, we can still make the chocolate sauce keto. I have keto chocolate chips that are keto approved that we could still make chocolate sauce. We may have just to tweak it just a little bit, but I bet you it would still be equally as delicious.
Well, I'm certainly willing to try it. Chocolate is
we'll try it. You have like a couple more weeks until the keto train pulls back into the station. So.
Okay. I just hope the chocolate tastes better than those keto chocolate bars you got.
Oh,
over
yeah.
There. Those things are terrible.
Rosie,
you saw my face.
He doesn't like dark chocolate, so.
Oh, well,
I love it.
No,
Reese cups in the refrigerator.
It was those keto things.
Speaking of Reese's cups, where's Eddie?
He's on his way. He'll be here by 4.
There's some donuts down there, so he probably got stopped.
Yeah. You got a donut there? Nobody
you
told
feed
me.
The beast.
He's coming.
Well, they're they're a date.
Nobody texts the pregnant woman when we have treats at the station.
That will never happen again. I promise you we'll get texted the next time we have treats here.
Well, I'm going to make some more cookies this weekend, so maybe there will be a special delivery on Monday.
We'd love it. Thank you.
I'm just going to figure out what I'm going to make, so we'll figure it out this weekend. I'll maybe chat with y'all in the morning.
All right.
Okay.
Yay.
We'll be here.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
6 to 8.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon, guys.
Thanks.
We'll
you too.
Do our best. Wow, it's 3:40. See, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Woo. At 3:40, let's get our first look at the roads this afternoon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. It's Friday, always busy on Friday afternoon. Buckle up, slow down. And watch out for your neighbor. We have no accidents to report right now in the Montgomery area. We do have some very congested areas, though. Taylor Road from Vaughn all the way over to Atlanta Highway. East South Boulevard from Baptist out to Troy Highway. And a lot of outbound traffic on Norman Bridge to East South Boulevard and on to 331. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated on the ride home. Buy a new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Now, of course, you can go by the showroom, but you can also buy online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, it's Greg Vidal. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-built or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, the bathroom, or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-627-0188. 800-627-0188. 800-627-0188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The victim in a shooting Wednesday night has died, and a homicide investigation is now underway. Montgomery police say 49-year-old Marlon Roberts was shot Wednesday night in the 4700 block of Parktown Way. He was taken to the hospital where he later died. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Alabama Department of Labor announced today that Alabama's preliminary September unemployment rate is 6.6%, up from August rate of 5.6% and above September 2019's rate of 2.7%. The deadline has passed to be counted in the U.S. Census. The good news is Alabama finished with an overall household response rate of 99.9%, on par with 48 other U.S. states. This was an improvement over the 2010 rate. Across the state, 47 counties exceeded their 2010 self-response rate. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is the kind of weekend weather we dreamed about all summer long. Tonight, you'll need a jacket. Clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature down to about 46 by dawn. Tomorrow and Sunday, just about perfect. Abundant sunshine, low humidity, 74 tomorrow, 49 tomorrow night, upper 70s on Sunday, and just a little bit warmer, maybe low 80s Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Actually, I have three. Hey, Eddie Bader has joined the group.
Woo-hoo.
Good to see you, Eddie.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I'm going to start with something I posted early this morning. It's not the kind of thing we really get into in the morning show, but Disney animation has been around for almost a century, and they're still streaming a lot of their original content, but now they have decided to add warnings.
Ooh.
To Peter Pan and Dumbo and other classics. With this disclaimer, quote, "This program includes negative depictions and/or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes are wrong then and are wrong now. Rather than remove this content, we want to acknowledge its harmful impact, learn from it, and spark conversation to create a more inclusive future together."
Aww.
Where is this uninclusive future that they're talking about? Who's not included?
It's a bunch of crap.
It is. "Disney is committed to creating stories with inspirational and aspirational themes that reflect the rich diversity," I hate that word, "of the human experience around the globe." Because right now, diversity means divided. Because we, as This is the Democratic game. It's identity politics. You belong to this group and this victim group, and it's all the fault of white males.
Well, who's the butthole that called Disney and said they're offended by a Disney movie? Because here's the option. Don't buy it. Don't watch it. Go on about your life.
If you want to be offended about some Disney, you remember the covers of the VHS tapes? They always have something sneaky in there that's not, you know, that you're not supposed to have.
Yeah, it's just, right. it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Well, anyway, so that got my day off to a good start. Then this morning we found out that Google now has a service that if you've got an earworm, a song that you can't get out of your head but you're not sure what song it is,
yeah,
you can hum it and they'll tell you what it is. Give it a listen.
Hey, Google, play. No. Play. Forget it.
Was there an app if you were in a place and there was a song playing?
Kazam.
Yeah.
Kazam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that still around?
Yep. And it turned into a TV show.
Hey, sure did.
Yep. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah. It's a TV show.
Was. Hopefully.
Did they kill it?
I hope so.
Might have. I love some Jamie Foxx.
All right. So we have that one. And then yesterday, and I almost hate to introduce this to the show in the afternoon, but yesterday afternoon, I was trying to remember, somebody had made a comment about abortion and that something would have never happened had I not had an abortion. And I found the story. And it was Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks has said there would have been no Fleetwood Mac if she didn't have an abortion.
Wow.
And that...
That's a heck of a statement.
Yeah. First of all, why do I need to know? Why did you feel the need to get that off your chest, so to speak?
Now,
at age 72 or 3 or whatever she is these days?
That's ludicrous.
There was somebody else that said something too, Greg. That's very similar to that.
But why bring it up?
Yeah. Well,
you know, if I wouldn't have used rough toilet paper, I wouldn't have had hemorrhoids.
Hey, man, we got butt paste.
It's just...
Yeah, I'm very worried about those again.
I'm still upset about the cookies.
Did you try any?
No.
And oh!
You never got to try Jay Collins' cookies?
No, I've been trying to get her cookie for a while.
I told
with no luck.
She's making more this weekend.
That's what I keep hearing. I see pictures on Facebook. I see people tell me how good they are.
Oh, they're so good.
That's what I hear.
Dude, did
Must be nice. Must be nice.
How was your donut on the way in?
I had a Big Mac, and it was pretty rough.
Oh, not enough sugar?
No, are you a Big Mac person, too?
I am, yeah. I just had a rough day, and I need a little Big Mac.
Oh, well, you almost look good, man.
Yeah, I'm trying. But
no, you do look good.
Yeah, Greg looks good.
Greg looks
good.
Sexy, actually. I was going to ask him if he wanted to go behind the school bus later on and make out.
You did have a bad day, didn't you? Susanna, come get your man.
No, I got him. This is cool.
That is a disturbing image.
Yeah. And then it's going to require me to make a direct trip downstairs.
You heading toward the school bus already?
All of those.
You got hit by a truck. I got hit by a bus. Okay.
Truck, bus, and car, all three.
Ooh. We're in the trifecta.
Yeah, I'm working on trains and airplanes.
Oh, no.
Be careful there.
Ariel Greg.
That's stepping up your game there a little bit.
Yeah. All of that excitement brought to you by Mr. Electric. I'm wondering if I should post that Stevie Nicks story.
No.
I'd
let that go. Negative, man.
I'd let that go.
Why give it any press?
That's my thought.
Yeah.
She threw it out there.
Why put that out there? But she also put out there years ago that she was addicted to cocaine, and because she could no longer use her nose, she took it another way. There was no reason for her to put that out there either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder if she might have been doing that night at the Fleetwood Mac Playboy party in Chicago.
No doubt, man.
That was an adventure. That's the lame-ass story about how all the radio jocks, stations that play Fleetwood Mac, we got invited to a party with them at Hefner's Playboy Mansion in Chicago.
Nice.
You were not allowed to bring a guest.
Oh, really?
No.
Ooh, because there are plenty of them.
If you weren't invited, there was just no way to get into this thing. So we, you know, the group from our station, we were big Fleetwood Mac stations, so they were in town for a show, so we got invited to this thing. And I'd never been to the mansion before, and it really, whatever your vision of a hoe house is,
yeah, that's it.
It was that, the colors, the purple, it was garish inside.
Was the carpet, was shag anywhere?
Yeah, the wallpaper was bizarre.
I can imagine.
There were mirrors strategically placed all over the mm-hmm. joint.
Ceiling.
With lines of coke.
Ah.
And the whole band was there, and Stevie and Lindsey Buckingham were terrific. They were, couldn't have been nicer.
All right, now
Mick Fleetwood was scaring the hell out of people though, because he was stomping around and he was.
Well, you
really
remember there was that love triangle constantly going on between those three.
Yeah.
So I wonder when you got there, when you saw them, where the love triangle was. Was Lindsey and her together, or was Mick and her together? Or
maybe
was
we can work on that timeline. Yeah. Try and figure that out. But and I had my picture taken with her, and I never got a copy of it. I saw it, and we both looked great. I mean, I did look good.
Ooh, you do
look
good,
there's no doubt about that.
You actually look good now. You look great then.
We act.
He was the fourth angle in that triangle.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We actually looked like a couple.
Ooh.
I kid you not.
Now, you saw her in person. Now, I've always seen her only on video and shows like that. Always found her incredibly attractive.
She is.
So in person, she always looked to me like she wore a lot of white cake makeup because she was so pale. In person, did you take that away from her?
No. She looked
beautiful as our Rosie here.
Yeah.
Aww.
No, there was. She was not. Her complexion looked just fine.
Great.
And she had this low cut party dress on.
Oh yeah, well, it's a party.
And her color was good everywhere I could see it. Coming and going, so to speak.
Now, the Playboy Mansion in Chicago, wasn't there a Playboy Club in Chicago as well?
Yes, but they were separate buildings.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's when Hefner lived, before he moved everything to the West Coast.
Oh, okay.
Ironically, the Playboy Mansion in Chicago was right across the street from the Chicago Archdiocese.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No,
coincidence?
Not.
Wow.
I think not.
Yeah.
Was there a pole? Like not a stripper pole, but like a fireman's pole that you could slide down?
I don't remember one.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know what I'm saying here.
I'm from Chicago. There's 500,000 poles there, buddy. At least there used to be. Now they're living in the suburbs.
Right.
I can promise you that. Mayor Lightfoot's been such a big success for the city. Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Take advantage of that opportunity to get the free checkup on your system at home, your fuse panel. If it's been more than a few years since anybody's looked at it, that's advisable. 245-1566. Upfront pricing, appointments, and service done at your convenience. Whatever time works for you, works for them. That's Mr. Electric, or visit MrElectric.com.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We have no accidents in us to tell you about at the moment, but we do have a couple of congested spots. They're the repeat offenders. Troy Highway and East South Boulevard, very busy there. Norman Bridge and Highway 331 on East South Boulevard. East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up to I-85 and Taylor Road, very busy this afternoon. I-65 and 85, not looking too bad with moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Enjoy your favorite movie safely again at AMC Festival Plaza Theater. Festival Plaza, the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate.